supposed to get hit by the storm or nah?
Me? Yeah. Everybody's freaking out, and I don't give a shit. I just don't think
it's going to close the park or anything?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I work Tuesday through Saturday, and the snow's supposed to really be here on Monday, so I don't think it's going to affect me that much one way or another.
And so everyone's freaking out, and you're like, shut up, this isn't going to affect me.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly, yes. Just like that.
Like a really cool guy to hang out with.
You'd know. The sun is shining, but we stay inside. Oh, but we go out at night. Staying looking for a better life. Oh, but we go out at night. Put up, cause we walk out the light. Oh, but we go out at night. And we stay in bed till we feel alright. Hello and welcome to Bruce Day Tuesday podcast episode 597. Yippee-ki-yay, Tyler Dryblatt!
I like that. That's good. That's a good one.
We did that last time my dad was on. Because he said he liked Die Hard. This time it's from Die Hard, or apparently he does it again in that one. I don't know. I didn't like that one as much.
Die Hard, Die Harder, and then...
What's Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Die Hard with a Vengeance, right. I like Die Hard with a Vengeance. That's a good one.
Yeah, Die Hard with a Vengeance is great. Die Harder is fine.
It's fine. It's fine. They're on the plane. Somehow that asshole reporter is there again. Yeah, we all know the story. Anyway, we got a lot going on today. So it's myself, Sam, Zach is here. And then, of course, it's the first episode of the year, so it's Mitch time. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, good to see y'all. Hi, Zach.
Hey.
Have you guys met?
Probably at your wedding, technically.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, yeah.
So the thing is, I thought I couldn't be here today. So Sam wanted to get just a bunch of, you know, it takes more than one to replace me, obviously. So he was going to get a bunch of people. But then I was able to record, and Zach, he was just hanging around like a tick. We couldn't shake him off.
I wasn't explicitly told not to join, even though you could join. So I took that as an invitation. I don't know what that says about me.
So, so we got a lot going on. And first, we're going to start with you, Mitch. What did you bring to this this inaugural episode?
Well, the first thing I want to share is my bottle opener.
Which, is that Skype is blurring the bottle opener. It doesn't want me to see this peeing boy.
Yes. This was a gift from my son.
Samuel, you got him the peeing boy?
Medicapis is a landmark in Brussels. So
I know.
There's a bunch of well, maybe so there's other people. Dog, come on.
No, there aren't.
Half the merch you can buy in Brussels is that. And I was like, well, I gotta buy the little dick boy for my dad.
Sure. Yep, big time.
It's the main reason I like to open bottles. I mean, I don't even drink as much as I used to, but I open a lot of bottles anyway.
A lot of flat bottles in that house.
Let's crack some cans.
So I'm drinking. Oh, hello. Sorry, I lost you guys.
We can hear you, but we can no longer see you.
Oh, there he is.
I'm drinking Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Tart Cherry Wheat.
Woof.
Wow. Yeah, this is blurred too, isn't it?
Yeah.
From Lexington Brewery and Distilling Company.
All right.
In Lexington, Kentucky.
That's where they're from?
I believe so. I believe so. And it's, I just poured it. It's actually not quite as dark as I thought it was going to be. It looks like like a little amber ale. You want me to try it or you just want me to just try
for it?
Do we get an ABV on that? Because that sounds like it could be anywhere from 7 to 13.
8.
8.
8.0.
Hey, that was in my range. I'm a genius.
Just half the numbers.
I like it.
Good. Do you get the tart cherry?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I really like the tart cherry. And, you know, I mean, Sam knows that I'm a lightweight when it comes to my beer choices, so it's not very hoppy. So I like that. It's a little bit on the sweet side and a little bit on the sour side. And it tastes pretty good.
All right. Zach, why don't you go next?
So I have from Japas Brewing, which is Brazilian, but I forget from where in Brazil. Oishi, which is a wit beer with ginger and orange peels. It is 4.7% ABV. Pour it out. Just straw colored, slightly cloudy, not like the most cloudy like wit beer I've ever seen, but like enough. Carbonated, white head. And you get, it's hard to tell if it's got coriander that it's made with also. So it's hard to tell if that's what you're tasting. But like, I feel like there's a little bit of that ginger going on, but it's nice. It's refreshing. It's like pretty clean. No complaints whatsoever.
All right. I have Big Oysters Cookies and Things. Cookies and Cream and Chocolate Candy Stout, 7% ABV. Sam doesn't look happy about that.
Just cut one of those things. That's too much stuff.
I agree. It's very dark. No head, but it does look like there are a lot of Michael Bublé's in there, so we'll see about that. It smells like cookies and cream.
And other assorted things or whatever.
And assorted other chocolate candies. Yeah, no, they pretty much hit the nail on the head with it. It tastes like cookies and cream and other assorted chocolate candies. Like, there's definitely, like, a lactose taste and creaminess, but then you get, like a candy shell-type chocolate flavor in there. I think this would be a beer that I could only drink one of, but, I mean, really, they deliver on what they promised. So, we're pretty much 3 for 3 so far. Sam, what do you have? Uh-oh.
Well, we'll see. Well, I haven't tried it yet, but I don't know if you've ever seen those graphs when you're watching sports where it's like the percentage chance a given team will win and like they score a touchdown and it goes up and then they have a turnover and it goes down, that sort of thing. So this beer, I feel like the graph would go up, 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 and then crater right at the end. This is Abomination Brewing Company, the Belgian Beast, 8% ABV, double Belgian style Saison Ale. Oh, smells like a Saison. No, this is fine.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
It's very clean. It doesn't have as much like stank to it as a bunch of Saisons do. I feel like Mary would say like, "Where's my Saison?" And I'm like, "Whew."
It said, did it say double Belgian?
Double Belgian, which I feel like sometimes they'll throw double or imperial in there just to be like, we put extra booze in it.
Right.
Which is 8%, sure. Yeah. The booze is well hidden, and there's like a lot of the yeasty character of a Belgian that I like without a lot of the character of a Saison I don't like. So might have dodged a bullet. I might actually like this. We'll see.
Wow, look at that. That's crazy times.
It's a Mitch Day miracle.
It's exactly. Yes. Well, let's see. What's our first article? I guess maybe we'll start with good news because the rest of these articles are not so great news. From whoownsmybeer.com, Harpoon Smutty Nose among brands uniting under Barrel One Collective. So, tis the time for contraction in the craft beer industry, and a lot of breweries are combining, including like all of the Northeast breweries, basically. So a dozen beer brands in the Northeast United States are now going to be under this Barrel One Collective, because Mass Bay Brewing, which is the parent company of Harpoon, UFO, Long Trail, Clown Shoes, Otter Creek, The Shed, and all those Dunkin' beers, are combining with Finest Kind Beverages, which own Smutty Nose, Five Boroughs, and Wachusett. And these probably aren't big names to you, but a lot of these I am very familiar with. And now they're all going to be
Harpoon's a big name. And I and Zach, you went to school in Boston, so I'm sure you know.
I went to school in Boston. I know 100% of these breweries. This was like when I started slightly drinking nice beer.
Right.
Pretty much all of these, like UFO, I think was like the first like step up in beer quality I remember in my college life. But yeah, I love all of these breweries very much.
Yeah. So they're going to be combining, and I don't know, I think this is fine. I think it's fine. You know, like I said, it's the time, you know, the bubble hasn't exactly burst, but more, as we'll talk about in a couple articles, this was the first year that, like, more breweries closed than opened. And so, you know, if it's a choice between they're going to disappear or, you know, go under this collective thing, I think it's fine.
I think we're in the period of, like acquisition, like microbrewery acquisition, whatever they're between, like, micro and macro, like a mid-cro brewery. I think, like, that's kind of the best we're going to get, like, 2 years from now. It's, like, the pretty good microbreweries smushed together, and you end up with, like a regional macro, like that weird Moxie soda that everybody drinks.
Right.
Like Maine. And they're like, this is what we have.
Didn't this happen with Canarchy, and didn't someone buy Canarchy?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I might have some of my facts and timelines wrong, but I thought what happened was Canarchy was a bunch of micros that got together and formed a coalition, and we were like, hell yeah, brother, and then AB or somebody bought them.
Monster? No, that's worse. Oh my god.
In Feb of 2022 is what a quick Google is telling me. Monster Beverage Corp.
I'm sure we reported on it in Feb of 2022, and I'm half remembering it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just like, what's stopping Red Bull from buying this new collective?
Ooh. That's a good guess.
No matter how many micros you get together, somebody's got more money than you do.
Yeah. Yep.
And so how does that make them more viable?
Presumably.
Joining one another.
I would presume that, like, they can, you know, use facilities between all of the different breweries. Distribution, I would imagine, gets easier for some of the smaller guys, that sort of thing.
And then it makes collaborations easier, and even, like, you could feature each other at your respective tap houses.
Okay, that makes sense.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you might be right, Sam. It depends on what they're looking to do. Like, are they just looking to make the most possible money? Or are they, you know, looking to make money and stay independent? I don't know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Oscar Blues was part of Canarchy, and they were like, they seemed like some of the most dyed-in-the-wool, intense, we're always going to stay micro dudes, and they got bought. Like, I guess maybe part of the worry is, even if they stayed that intense, if they paired with a crew that wasn't as intense and lose, yeah, they
get
you
packed,
know,
steeled.
Yeah, yeah, like whatever, like however their like fucking board of directors works or whatever.
Right.
If you water yourselves down, then it might make you easier to poach.
Yep. I don't know. Time will tell, I suppose. Well, Sam was super insistent that I blast through the content so we can get to Years Through the Beers, which I guess is the most important thing we've ever done on this show.
Well, so
now Zach, you're making a pained face. It's Years Through the Beers, not Beers Through the Years.
If the game gets easier, it makes it even more embarrassing when I can't do it. Like, what year did you have this beer? No clue. I don't know.
So,
but this is a Mitch Day tradition. So
okay.
The second annual
Year Through the Beers. Maybe I won't have to participate.
Right.
All right. Fuck. All right. I forget which of my tabs it's in.
I forget the tabs that I put it in.
I found it.
Sam was like, "We got to do this. It's a tradition." And I can see on Mitch's face that he doesn't remember what this is, just like I didn't when Sam brought it up to me.
We've got to do this. It's a tradition for year two is crazy. It means you've done it one other time.
I remembered like crazy. Half an hour before we started recording, and I was like, oh, shit, I have to prep something for this.
It's a tradition. Like the second Passover. It's like, remember last year we had dinner and that was nice? And there's like,
yeah, we'll do it again. Whatever. It's going to be a thing. All right. So the way that this works is, last year, we looked at a bunch of stats and made predictions about what the stats for the following year would be. And now we're going to review. We're going to score last year and make predictions for this year.
Okay.
There were four questions. One of them we can't score for reasons that we'll get to.
Okay. Mitch, do you remember any of this? I don't.
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do. I remember my guesses were totally wacky and uninformed, but
Cool.
But I do remember doing it. Yeah.
If I recall correctly, you guys were giving interesting answers and I was giving measured predictions. So
that's
if
that
I
AQ,
don't
baby. Win, that's
I'm
an AQ.
Pissed off. All right. So the first one is Sam Adams' stock price.
Oh.
So basically, it's where is it going to open in 2025 is what I asked you a year ago. Mitch said 175. Tyler said 500. I said 350.
What it was opened it at the time?
289.02. So that's a point for me. Good job, me.
Boo. Is that up or down?
No, but
from
it's
where
isn't
it was?
It like Price is Right? Isn't it like without?
I don't remember us talking about that.
I can look it up.
But you can look up if we decided it would be like
no,
Price
no, no,
is Right.
No. What the price was at the time? I'm curious whether it went up or down.
Oh, it was 344.83.
Oh, it's down.
Don't worry, Zach. It's in my notes. I prepped
good notes,
this
good
shit.
Notes.
Good notes.
So I thought it was going to go up slightly. It went down a decent amount, but not nearly as much as Mitch thought. And I guess Tyler thought it was going to skyrocket. That didn't happen.
To the moon. That's puts. He's in the hole on those puts.
I'm holding on. I'm a Hodor.
Should we do predictions now, or should we do or should we do scores and then predictions at the end?
Scores and then predictions.
Okay. Untapped check-ins total. This is your predictions for how many untapped check-ins there were in 2024. Dad, you said 115 million. Tyler said 90 million. I said 116 million. Feels like a little bit of gamesmanship there.
Yeah.
It's 101.
Is that me? Do I win?
So Tyler takes that point.
Hooray!
I guess it's not as popular as it used to be.
I called that.
Most popular craft beer style, according to beerandbrewing.com. Dad, you predicted it would be Belgian Triple. Very optimistic. I would have loved if you were right. Tyler, maybe don't laugh. You said Rausch beer.
What were you doing?
I was manifesting. I was secreting.
I think you both were. And I said American/West Coast IPA. The answer was IPA, parentheses, American or West Coast.
Oh, wow.
So who got that point?
That would be – I'm going to give that one to me. Go to the judges if you need me to. We go up to the booth. But I think that one's mine.
Sam, you did nail that, but it's also probably the easiest one to nail.
I think probably what happened is I told you guys what we won in 2023, and I was like, well, it's just going to win again.
Yeah.
And spoilers, I'm predicting the same thing for the upcoming year. The next one is a total count of U.S. breweries, according to Statista. Statista apparently isn't doing that shit anymore. So I had to go to...
The numbers are all off. This one's bullshit.
It's illegitimate.
I had to check with the Brewers Association.
They probably know.
Oh, wait. I didn't say what we said. Dad, you said 8,700... Tyler said 9,200. I said 8,800. It's another point for Tyler, exceeding all of our expectations with
9,736. Wow.
So I think that's a tie between me and Tyler, and a thanks for playing for Dad. Because the last question was also supposed to be sourced from Statista, and they don't do it anymore, and I couldn't find anyone else who does. It was total barrels of beer produced.
Oh.
I couldn't find good numbers on it. I guess Zach is our man in the booth. If you want to Google that, you can. But also, if you want to play in the next round, you can. And I don't know if you can do it both at once.
I think I'm just going to ask ChatGPT, which will make something up.
Yeah. You know what? Let's say it now. It's canon. Whatever ChatGPT says is correct.
No. Mitch, how do you feel about ChatGPT? Because I hate it.
I'm waiting to tell... for it to tell me what I think.
That's very
you'll see
wise.
You see if you win, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Very wise.
In the United States. Is it in the U.S. or globally?
U.S.
Okay. In 2024.
And it's going to be like, I think we should kick out brown people.
Wow, that's exactly what it said. It said they not enough because hardworking Americans are being kept out of jobs. That's
exactly.
That's crazy that you. No, it just nobody, said, I don't know.
Oh, really?
You can't browse the web. I don't have an account. It didn't browse the internet at all. And it refused to make something up.
All right.
Well, I mean, I guess good job, ChatGPT, in a weird way, of not just bullshitting them for no reason. So that question's null and void. Congratulations to me and Tyler for being the big, big winners. And a bigger congratulations for Tyler for, having fun instead of trying to win and still tying for.
Hell yeah.
There's a lesson.
So it's for the next, like golf, where the lowest score wins. That's what I thought we were going for.
If you want to tell mom that's how it works, I'm not going to correct you.
I need her to be proud of me about something.
How about proud of you about the great son you raised?
That's a lie,
that
though.
Work.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so it's the same questions, other than I guess we're just going to skip the last one, because fuck us. And I'll remind you about what the previous numbers were. If I haven't closed all my goddamn tabs. Sam Adams stock price, 289.02 is how it opened in 2025. What do we think is going to happen?
I'm going to say I think it's going to go down. It was 289. I'm going to say 225.
That's a big dip. A big dip predicted by.
That's what they call me, the big dip.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
They call me the small dip, so I'm going to say 270. I think it's going to keep going down, but it's going to level out a bit. What do you think, Dad?
And what is it, 285 now?
289.
Wait, I'm going to say 289. We'll say it'll stay the same.
Okay. And, Zach, I kind of am predicting you're not going to be on next year, but do you still want to – you could potentially win from beyond the grave, as it were, if you want to and get some
– I'll be here in spirit, yeah. So I think it's going to be – let's go like a 265.
Okay. So funny. Sam's like, Zach, you're not invited back, but do you want to play this game?
The thing is, unequivocally, yes. Yeah, I do. And I won't remember what I've said a year from now. That doesn't matter. I won't even remember that I'm left out.
Right.
So next is total untapped check-ins. It was 101 million for 2024. We're guessing at 2025.
I'm gonna say 100.
100. Okay, so
100 million, just not like 100 people.
Right, right.
That was,
so you're guessing at a big level out here.
Yeah, big level out.
I'm gonna guess at a bounce back because I'm gonna try and be better about Untappd this year, and I don't know if I'm gonna contribute the full million, but I'm gonna do my best.
1,000 beers a day, he died right away.
I'm gonna say 98.
Oh man, now we got crafty guesses. Last year everyone was going crazy.
Yes. Well, now there are points on the line. We didn't realize that you would remember. That you would remember years through the beers.
There's no assurance I'll remember this a year from now. Honestly, Zach has a better chance at remembering it than the rest of us do.
That's not a good sign.
What do you think for check-in, Zach?
I think like, okay, so here's my logic here. I'm going to say 96 million. I feel like Untappd isn't in like the zeitgeist right now. And basically anybody doing it, like that's their pool. It's like not like new people checking into Untappd. It's like you've been doing it for years and you haven't fallen off. Drinking in people our age is going down generally. I think that's going to continue. But I don't think relative to the people who are like super into Untappd. So I'm going to say 96 million.
So you're thinking they're gradually bleeding their user base and not taking on anyone new.
Exactly.
Next is a most popular craft beer style for 2024. That was American/West Coast IPA. What do we think?
I mean, is it definitely going to be American/West Coast style IPA next year?
Definitely will. But yeah, definitely? I put it down already for me.
I mean, definitely, but I'd like to guess something else that would be more amusing. I'm going to say Mexican lagers.
Oh, yeah. A lot of micro, got a good micros doing Mexican lagers.
Well, you know.
It's kind of a thing, though, weirdly.
They're coming back.
They are coming back, and I just feel like, you know, the president, he loves Mexico, you know, so I think you're going to see a lot of that.
I know we record these a little bit in advance, but he will not be inaugurated by the time I release this.
He's my president. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God. Yeah, I should have known by that flag behind you.
Yeah.
I'd like to say, I think tart cherry wheat would be the...
Now, that, I don't know if that would be considered a style.
Oh.
Would you like to say fruited sour or wheat beer? Or you really want to stick to those guns?
That's right.
Now you're pushing me. And it's what craft brewery brew style? Like, could I say American lager?
Yeah, you can say that.
Well, now this says most popular beer styles, but it must just be craft. I think it might be that beerandbrewing.com isn't phrasing this well.
You can say American lagers if you want. Who cares?
Yeah, why not? And Zach?
I think the president will be awarding prizes to people who drink the most.
But you know, he's going to be subsidizing that
drink.
Shit.
He doesn't drink. Isn't that weird?
He can't eat McDonald's at the same time as he drinks a beer, so...
I guess that's true.
I think, okay, is West Coast still the same thing as hazy, or have they diverged at all?
No, they were never the same. West Coast has never been hazy.
West Coast is kind of antithetical to hazy. I can tell you, I'm looking at the top.
Are you thinking New England, Zach? Is that what you're thinking?
Oh, you're right, I am. The other coast.
I'll tell you, for this past year, hazy IPA was number 3.
Wow.
I think that's number 1. I think hazy is number 1. I have not seen anyone not do a hazy basically the entire year, and they're all like, it's free fucking money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we keep talking about the craft beer bubble and when's it going to burst. I'm waiting specifically for the hazy IPA bubble to burst. It's just not that interesting of a style. Is everyone else going to figure
this
that
out? This is the capitalist death spiral. Is you go, okay, everyone's buying this. We're all only going to make this. The market gets saturated and everybody except for like 3 people just goes completely under. It's like, you got to make something else. You got to take a swing. I don't want to see Avatar 5. At the movie theater. It's like the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
You're going to be eating your words in 13 years when that shit breaks every fucking record.
And the guy who plays Jake Sully is like, why doesn't anyone know my name? It's like, this movie sucks. This is why no one knows you, dude.
Avatar 2, I mean, it might have been a good story. I don't know. I didn't see it. But like, it didn't take in that much money.
Did it not? Oh, I thought it did well. Did it not?
I mean, I think it like made back its budget, but it wasn't like a smash or whatever.
Okay.
Avatar 2, and I really want to just clarify, like, get ready for Tyler to be super wrong. The box office globally was $2.3 billion on a budget of approximately $400 million.
Oh man, wow, I was extremely off.
Avatar: The Way of Water. Yeah, they're doing a fire Avatar next because he stole the plot from The Last Airbender.
Yeah, he did. Can we go back to when I tied with Sam for winning this game? I feel good about that.
Yes.
Well, let's finish out you tying with me for this next year.
All right.
Our last question, because the 5th question is cut, is the count of U.S. breweries.
And what were we at? Remind me.
97.36 or something.
All right, Rain Man.
I think I'm wrong, but I was pretty
No,
fast.
You're right.
Oh,
I had to pull my tab
I take
back
that autism test one more time. 97,000?
Is that about it?
9,700.
Okay, I got you.
And that was up from 9,709, so... Which is weird because we just did an article about how...
Yeah.
More close than open.
Well, it's down now.
I think maybe a lot of that is like how you're categorizing these things.
I'm gonna say
from 2 different data sources.
I'm gonna say 97 even.
Ooh.
I'm going to say 10 total.
10,000?
No, 10. I think everybody's going to glom and form one or, you know, maybe about 10 different breweries.
We'll be living in RoboCop, and there'll be 10 microbreweries that we're allowed to have.
Yeah.
Tyler, what'd you say again?
I said 97 even.
Okay.
9,700, not 97, like not crazy Mitch over here.
Some sort of stupid joke guess. I'm going 9,701.
You little bitch.
Zach's deciding whether to go 9,702 or 9,699.
I was going to go 96.99 because I think it's lower, but I'm going to go...
I think he's going to go 11.
Yeah, so, that's actually genius. But no, I don't believe in winning games on purpose. It's cooler if you win and it doesn't look like you were trying. And it's 8 times cooler than winning when you're trying. I'm going to go 9,700. I think I'm going to go 9,550.
Wow, big drop.
I think there's a big drop. I think, you know, we get some tariffs in. I think belts are going to tighten.
We build that wall.
If we build that wall, no one's going to be making anything. I feel like I'm a little pessimistic about the economics of it all next year.
All right.
Well, that does it for this year's Years Through the Beers. I'm looking at the clock here, Tyler. I know you want to go to an article, but I'm a little worried how long this bracket idea is going to take.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have to break up a little bit, though. We sure. can't do like bit to bit. And right. I've got to hear what my man Mitch has been up to.
The biggest thing in my life is we got a puppy.
A puppy?
Oh. Same kind of brother.
What kind of little puppy?
It's a mini Labradoodle.
Oh, a mini Labradoodle.
Yes, yes. She weighs 25 pounds. So
my goodness.
We got her in May. So I'm thinking, let's see, she's like 9 months old.
Oh, baby. So are you just like, I'm done traveling? Like, that was fun, and we're done with that.
A little bit. I'm not completely done, but I felt like I did a ton of traveling and was ready to take a little break and to kind of develop a routine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm developing a routine, but most of that routine is walking the dog.
Right. Do you feel closer to Sam, like you and he are looking up at the same stars, like out there walking your dogs at the same time?
Just like Final Goes West. Like
exactly.
Style.
Yeah.
I feel like we're both freezing our balls off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zach's there with us, freezing his balls off as well.
Yep, I get that early morning walk. It's the worst.
That's great. Sam, did you grow up with dogs?
Well, Skeeter was the homie.
Aw.
It's one of those things where your boyhood dog, all future dogs are compared against.
Sure.
But Dad did all the work. But I appreciated the hell out of that dog. Loved that dog.
No, but having a dog is the best. Like, basically being on the hook for no walks whatsoever, and you just get to hang out with the dog sometimes, it's great. It's like the perfect situation.
That's true.
Being 9 with a dog, like, there's no better time in your life.
I can't imagine back then having to walk a dog and podcasts weren't invented yet.
Oh my God, what did you even listen to?
Just raw dogging life.
You're just in the moment, like
the sounds of nature.
Ugh. He was out there with his Walkman, right?
Blasting Beastie Boys or whatever.
Yeah, walk around with your ghetto blaster and your dog.
That's right. Yeah. No, I listen to books on tape all the time. I guess they're not called books on tape, but audio books,
exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I listen to them all the time. I just started listening to a podcast because Sam is really into podcasts. I don't know if you know
what.
That. Yeah, I know. Called Go Fact Yourself.
Okay.
I don't know if you know that one.
But it's I've listened to 1.5 episodes of that.
Yeah, I think it's amusing. So yeah, so I I try not to commune with nature if I can help it.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not supposed to be out there.
You're exercising your body, not your mind.
You got it.
All right.
Was part of the reason that Gracie is so much smaller than the last dog that he, like, pulled mom into traffic?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. We've always had big dogs. I love big dogs, but we're just at an age where
big dogs cannot lie.
They can really pull you. I didn't want to get a dog that was going to pull me over, and definitely not with Sam's mom.
For sure. Well, that's plus, good.
Her poop's not nearly as big, which is kind of.
And flavor-wise, comparable?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got a little buddy hanging around.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
That's rad. Okay, Sam, you told me, don't check in with Mitch. Whatever you do, do not check in with Mitch. But I just had to get that in there. So
I know.
We can move on to our next bit.
All right, so the next bit seemed like a really good idea when we were talking about it on Thursday, and I'm not so sure anymore. But we're going to see how it goes. So we every Mary episode for the past like long while, we've done an iteration of a food bracket, and we wrapped up a food bracket last time she was on, and so we need a new one, and we haven't figured out a good one yet. So I thought here's a really good smart idea that isn't going to get murky or weird at all. let's do a bracket of brackets, and then we'll vote. There's four of us. Perfect. Every head-to-head thing, there's exactly four of us. I might have to – all of us are – I'm going to air quotes married because Tyler's essentially married. So we might have to have significant others take turns breaking ties if it comes down to that. But here's what I was thinking. We each have four, so there will be 16 total. I don't want each division to just be each of us. I think each of us should have a submission per division. I mean, I have all mine in a notes app. I'm sure, Dad, you have yours written down in a hard copy.
No.
So you'll forget.
Just in that brainium.
But let's go around. And we'll populate the bracket first, just kind of taking turns.
Sam's like, hey, you guys, we don't have that much time. Let me meticulously explain this idea.
All right.
We get it, dog.
That's how you know it's a good Tyler idea. Mitch.
We're laying them out. Ice cream flavor.
Video games.
Oh, I assumed we were doing food. Did I not say we were doing food?
No, you didn't say video game food.
Oh, boy. You didn't say we're doing. Yeah. You fine. You want foods? I can do foods. Sandwiches. Did we already do sandwiches?
Yeah, we did sandwiches. I think it was the first one we did.
Okay. How about cereals? Cereals.
We also did cereals.
We also did cereals.
We did that one with Jed because we couldn't fill the time. We could do cereals again. He doesn't
condiments.
Count.
Condiments.
Condiments. Okay.
Okay. How about
worst foods to eat in public?
Okay, Dad.
Cookies.
Okay.
Are these all supposed to be food now?
I mean, it's always been a food bracket.
Okay, I thought we were expanding, but that's fine. I'll just come up with another three on the fly. I got it. It's fine. I got it. Let's keep going.
It's what Mary wants. And you know she Mary does. Only wants to talk about food.
It's true. She got a problem.
Chicken wing flavors, sauces, and whatnot.
Pizza toppings.
Best nuts and mixed nuts.
Pizza toppings was going to be one of mine, but
well, I have a bunch of extras in case we have dupes. Right. Do you want to come up with one as we go?
I have others. Yeah. How about
okay?
Desserts.
You said that so enthusiastically, I'm adding
desserts. Yeah, hell yeah, let's do it.
Meats you get at a barbecue place.
Zach didn't say anything.
He said mixed nuts.
Oh, he did say the mixed nuts. You're right. That's my bad.
You giggled.
I did.
You loved it. Right.
Tyler?
What was this one?
You're going to tell me a food bracket.
No, but what did you say? But what did you say?
I said barbecue meats.
Barbecue meats, because I don't want to repeat things. That's why. Pasta shapes. Pasta shapes.
I like pasta. I think I have pasta shapes on my as one of my backups, actually.
Rotini household. You're a Rotini household.
Yeah, that's the title of one of the episodes of the show. That's true. And that's we do that one, I'm voting Rotini all day. But anyway, Zach.
Most relatable food addictions.
Dad.
And I would say fast food restaurants.
Okay.
State fair.
Ooh, nice. Mm. That's clever.
Regional cuisine.
Worst foods to see the person next to you eat on an airplane.
Tuna sandwich.
Yeah, I'm tapped because Tyler and I have both had pizza toppings.
Let me look at my dupes and see if I got a good one that feels like it represents you. How about dips?
Dips, perfect.
Okay.
Big dip here, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so this is the part where we do the bracket.
All right, let's get to it.
And I guess I hadn't thought it through. The first round matchup for each is going to be Zach's weird, goofy shit against my dad's suggestions. So, Dad, I think you're gonna make it out of the
what? Why?
Yeah, we've seen it a few times.
You don't think that? sorry. Go ahead. I think it's prejudice, but okay.
Well, we'll see how the votes go. Ice cream flavor versus condiments. Which would you rather hear? A 16, 32, perhaps even 64.
I think it's going to make me angrier at the result, but it will be funnier. I'm going with condiments.
Well, I'm going with ice cream flavor, so we both voted for our own.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd say ice cream flavors, just because there's so many more.
I agree. Ice cream flavors.
That's fine.
All right, ice cream moves on. Worst food to eat in public versus cookies.
I'm voting for Zach's because it's harder for Sam to make that list. And so I'm voting for Zach's every time.
I'm not making any of these lists. ChatGPT is making the list no matter what.
You don't think you're going to have to edit that nonsense, but anyway.
I'm voting for mine. I have four potential suggestions for you just to think about if you're worried about. So first one, chocolate-covered banana. And that's just socially difficult, not practically difficult. crab legs, spaghetti, hard-shell tacos. Just. Hey, like, it's not impossible to think of these things. Those were just off the dome.
I'd put ribs on there, too.
Absolutely.
See, We're already doing it.
Five down, 59 to go.
Well, we just wouldn't do a 64-thing bracket. We would just cut it to 16. We'd just do a sweet 16.
I'm going to vote for cookies.
Yeah. Sorry, me too.
Right, hold on. Let me get my dice out here.
Well, they're going
to
roll.
My ringer was chocolate-covered banana. Chocolate-covered banana is like a really difficult thing to just try to eat, like on the bus.
I feel like if I was going to eat a chocolate-covered banana in public, I would do it like corn cob style.
You'd have to. That's like I was in like a White Snake video or something. It's like, what if ice cream was more phallic? It's just like, great. That was the problem.
Okay, so I have a D4. I'm one, Tyler's two, Zach is three, Mitch is four. Whichever one I roll, we have to ask our significant other for their vote.
Oh my God, you're making it so complicated, dude. We've got 9 minutes.
I'm making it fun. I rolled a four. Dad, is mom still awake?
Yeah, she's not going to understand this, but I'll pretend to ask her, and then I'll just come back and say cookies.
Collusion! It's collusion!
Do you really want me to ask?
Yeah, that? Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Should we do an article? Oh, my dad's
no. Gone. No. This is your bed. and you're sleeping in it. In fact,
he's gonna collude with your mom. He's gonna tell her what to say.
That's the D4, man.
Why couldn't the D4 have just been?
Yeah, exactly. Like, could it just?
Because I want more opinions.
Whatever.
I want to hear what she actually says. I think your dad's gonna lie when he comes back.
Like spaghetti or frozen banana.
It's frozen banana.
Okay. She voted for Zach.
Yeah. All of a sudden, this was a brilliant idea. This is a brilliant idea, Samuel.
I feel weirdly vindicated. I got voted against, but Tyler thought my idea was stupid, and now he loves it. Okay. Chicken wing flavors, so like sauces or rubs, versus pizza toppings. These are actually both good ideas, so I'm like mad they're up against each other.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna go wing toppings, I think.
I'm also going wing toppings.
I'm going wing flavors as well.
Okay.
Pizza toppings, you were a good idea.
Like, conversation's just been had.
In terms of mixed nut options versus desserts, with an exclamation mark.
I go desserts. I feel like you got to go desserts on this if you're going to make a bracket. I was like, maybe if we're all making brackets, it should be a bracket of like four things. So I just had like four. I was like, there's four nuts in mixed nuts.
Pistachio, cashew, yeah.
You can do a quick bracket on a mixed nut. But yeah, I'll go desserts for a real bracket.
Meats you could get at a barbecue place versus pasta shapes.
I think pasta shapes is going to be more fertile.
Pasta shapes, so fun.
I'm good with pasta shapes.
Yep, me too.
Most relatable food versus fast food restaurants.
I'm voting with Zach.
I'm going with me on this one.
Are we going to the D4 then?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me tilt it down so we can... So you know there's I'm not cheating here.
Let's add another step to this.
Have you been crushing pills on your desk?
I inherited this from Jed, and it was like this when I got it. It's another four. Dad, ask mom another quick question.
Okay. So food addiction?
It's most relatable food addiction.
Okay. Or
fast food
addiction. Your fast food. I don't expect your mom to come through twice, but I think that was maybe the first one was the sacrificial one. Which one? It was objectively my best bracket that I thought of. I thought of one good one immediately, then I was like, ah, shit. And I was just sort of scrambling. And I wish I had explained that these were actual food addictions that people had on a TLC show. I went through the episode list and only picked ones that were in the show.
I think she's going to say the fast food one because she's going to be like, what? What is she talking about?
I know. I like that your dad has to explain what I made up to your mom. He's like, I don't know. I didn't think of it. She's like, what are you talking about?
Okay, so first I'll say, mom said that food addictions are the more interesting of the two. But then I explained to her that come up with a bracket of many of
cheater
and so she said fast food.
Sorry, that's all right.
State fair versus regional cuisine. By regional cuisine, did you mean like Italian versus Chinese and
Juicy Korean Lucy
Indian or more specific?
No,
like
yeah,
state,
I meant
like your state food.
Yeah, like state specials or whatever like that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's an interesting question now.
Now before I was just a piece of shit, but now I get where you're
going. Well, I mean, I've called you that plenty of times before.
Yeah.
I think I'm still going to go State Fair, though.
I also think State Fair food is fun.
I was going to say regional.
I don't want us to have to go to a tiebreaker, but I think it's a strong thing. But I think just even on wordplay, like almost crossword level wordplay, State Fair.
And then rounding this out, worst food to see the person next to you eat on an airplane versus dips.
You gotta go airplane.
Obviously the airplane one.
You have to.
Obviously the airplane.
I'm going dips.
There's an infinite amount of foods you can think of.
I'd say dips.
Oh, I roll the dice. While we're doing that, some food I thought of was raw onion, steamed trout, mug of Everclear, and large bowl of hot soup. Because if it's turbulent, that can be particularly worrisome.
Any fish is up there.
You can name a shrimp cocktail. Just also the mug of Everclear. Like, they're going to be a loose cannon for the rest of the flight. And an onion, if they just eat a raw onion, that's a psychopath. You're sitting next to a psychopath. Like, good luck.
Jar of olives.
So I rolled a
four. Yeah.
But, Dad, I don't want to get you in trouble. Do you want me to roll again?
Yeah, roll again.
I gotta stop bugging. I can't keep doing this.
One. Oh, that's me. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Now, you could take a pretty, like, controversial answer for yours, too, Zach. You know, like, most concerning thing to see somebody eating on a plane, like, something marked last meal. You know?
my last meal? You're
yeah.
Jeez. Like, oh, yeah. Why is he saying that?
Right.
No, exactly. There's a bajillion things you could think of that would just be weird and upsetting for someone next to you on an airplane to be eating. But yeah, I think I would probably go with large bowl of hot soup. I'd just be nervous the whole time.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I was like, who does that?
How did they get it on the plane?
It means they bought it at the airport. They're selling big bowls of soup.
Yeah, you know the pho station at the airport?
The pho restaurant. The bracket started conceptually as worst foods to eat before getting on a transatlantic flight. And I was like, there really aren't that many restaurants in an airport.
I don't know. What did, never mind. Lindbergh eat?
He did great, probably, right?
That's true. He ate hatred of the Jews, I guess.
Charles Lindbergh loved St. Louis and hated the Jews. Yep. If there was anything I know about that man.
True to form, my very Midwestern wife came through with dips.
Fudge.
Oh, that would be a good answer.
Fudge.
Types of fudge.
How many?
There's like four. It's like chocolate with nuts. Peanut butter.
White chocolate? Yeah. White chocolate with nuts? Come on. Peanut butter.
Tons. There's tons of kinds.
Well,
for next year.
For next year. We're not doing this ever again. ice cream flavor versus worst food to eat in public.
Worst food to eat in public.
Come on. That's my dark horse. That's my dark horse one. It's worst food to eat in public.
I thought we did this one already.
It's a bracket.
We're on round two, Dad.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I got one through. This is my golden child. Let's quick this one through.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say ice cream.
I feel like it's...
I can't believe even for time you're not willing to not tie.
Well, for time you could say ice cream.
This is my best idea.
You know, he made me choose three articles.
Yeah, I saw them.
I didn't think either of these things would take as long as they have, and they've taken so long. The dice feels unfair. Zach, go check with Holly.
Okay, so I'm checking for ice cream flavors or worst food seen in public. I just want to make sure I got ice cream flavors correct.
Yep.
Okay.
So I want to let you guys know that I have 5% battery left on my.
He wants out.
No, well, I thought it would be done at 9.
Yeah, we were supposed
not
to be.
My time, so.
Do you want to review your beer real quick while Zach's out of the room?
You know what? Better than that, let me. I'm going to grab a charger.
That's smart. Good thinking, Zach.
He was hoping we'd just be like, you can go. And as soon as we didn't give him that, he was like, I'll get the charger, I guess.
Your boy does it again. It's worse than seeing in public.
Oh, boy.
I'm taking this to the top.
All the way to the top. Sylvester Stallone, hat on backwards.
That's right.
Straight to the top.
Yep.
So the thing is, though, think about when I have to explain to Mary that we're doing a bracket of first foods.
Can I come on? Because I have many choices. How many choices should I participate in?
Well, let's talk when we have a winner.
Do we each do 8?
Well, usually I get the internet to make it for me, but this one seems like it might be a toughie.
No, it's not. Just think of your own anxiety. You have the most anxiety of any person I know. What would you not want to eat in public?
No, that's fair. You don't know my dad that well.
You probably have 100 ideas. Just bubbling up to the surface.
Are you plugged in, Dad?
I'm trying.
He's been
plugged in. I'm in the process.
He's a Hepcat.
Wait, hold on. Holly's adding a bracket choice. One second.
Oh, no, Holly, what?
I'm just saying embarrassing food to eat in public is meat scarce.
Yes, you would. I said chocolate covered banana.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, she was just giving one for the bracket. She said meat skewers, like kebabs.
So she's just sure it's going to win.
Oh, and she has a lot of faith.
Made it at a round 2, and she's sure it's going to win. What's final 4? Chicken wing flavors. I don't, is that the term? Whatever. Versus desserts.
Chicken wing flavors. I think it's more interesting.
I think it's more interesting too, but this one time I'm going to vote the way my friend Mary would like me to vote. And I'm going to go with desserts.
Does she not like chicken wings?
No, I just think she would prefer to talk about desserts.
She likes desserts.
So I'm going to stick with desserts.
And I don't feel like going to another tiebreak, so we'll go desserts.
All right.
Pasta shapes versus fast food restaurants.
Sorry, Mitch, I'm voting with pasta shapes.
You know, pasta shapes.
Again, I'm good with either of these, and it's so late, so we'll go pasta shapes. State Fair Fair versus dips.
State Fair Fair.
State Fair Fair.
Sounds good.
Cool. Okay,
Battle 4. Zach, you and I are just bullying them into submission now.
It's just it goes to the tiebreaker. It's just what it's what the people want. The most people total have voted.
That's right.
For mine.
We'll start at the bottom and go back up.
He doesn't want to go through it again.
I need to recover a little more. State Fair Fair versus pasta shapes.
State Fair Fair.
I would say that also.
And okay. I also will.
All right.
Okay.
You have my vote.
Well, let's skip to the result here and say, Tyler, can you go ask Becca whether she thinks a better food bracket would be worst food to eat in public or desserts?
Okay.
It's just like that family photo where there's like all those like very like prim and proper people, and there's that one like heavy emo kid like in the back of the family, the JCPenney family photo. It's like what this feels like.
Which is what, desserts?
No, desserts is like the rigid, like the nice, like prim and proper one, and it's just like worst foods to eat in public. Which is like Dave Attell smoking a cigarette on a bus.
Yeah.
Let's go. Becca, no.
Yep. Worst foods to eat in public.
Okay, what's worst foods to eat in public versus State Fair Fair?
Oh, my boy.
I think we're gonna split two for. Well, let's go ahead and vote. State Fair Fair.
Worst food.
I gotta go. Worst foods to eat in public.
Okay, so I'm gonna text Mary, and then let's rate our beer.
Okay.
And if I haven't heard back from her by the time we're done, I'll roll the die again. Okay. Does that feel fair to everybody?
Okay. That sounds.
Sounds fair.
Hold on, let me take. Well. Tyler, I'm not going to listen to your review anyway, so you start your review and while I'm texting Mary.
That's so weird. I thought I was the host.
I'm trying to get the shit wrapped up. You're always on my ass.
Oh, I'm trying to get whatever. You know what? Whatever. It's fine. I had Big Oyster Brewery cookies and things. Cookies and cream and chocolate candy stout. 7% ABV. Yeah. I mean, they nailed it. It tasted like cookies and cream and chocolate candies. I mean, a little too sweet. I wouldn't want to drink like more than one of these. I think this is a perfect exemplar of a dessert stout. But, you know, I don't have to drink like 9 dessert stouts. So I'm going to give it a – I think I'm going to give it like an 8.5 and recommend it to Southern Tier fans. Might want to try this one out too. Mitch?
Okay. I had Bourbon Barrel – Sour Cherry Wheat, and I thought it was pretty good. I liked it okay. It was very smooth, easy to drink, you know, not hoppy at all. I had
some nice sour cherry notes, which I kind of like sour cherries. Hmm. So I would give it a 7.2. And all right. I recommend it to people who don't love hoppy beers, but like flavorful beers.
Not a big sour cherry person, but I'm glad you liked it.
Yes.
Zach?
Yeah, I had from Jappas Brewing, I had Oishi, which is a wit beer, 4.7 ABV. It was with ginger and orange peels. I don't know necessarily that I got as much ginger or orange peels as I expected to get, but I really liked what happened just generally on my palate. It was just a good wit beer. The coriander really comes through in a really pleasant way. I thought all of the stuff that they were going to flavor this wit beer with is the things that tasting notes of wit beer say that it tastes like. So I thought that was smart to not really try to do anything it's not going to do. It's not ambitious, but I think it's pretty smart.
I wish my professors thought that way about me.
It was like if Allagash White had a little bit of more coriander in it. It was just very pleasant. I could easily have like six of these. And yeah, it was great. Not super adventurous. Probably maybe not really executing what they said. I would wish there were more ginger. I'm going to go like a 7.1.
All right. Samuel?
Yep. I had The Belgian Beast by, what were you called again? Abomination? Something like that. The Belgian-ness was much more pronounced than the Saison-itude, which I really appreciated. I'm still going to dock it some points for the Buffalini effect.
Sure.
But not that much, because it was a lot about its Belgian-ness, and the Belgian-ness was all there. Very drinkable, especially at 8%. I'm going to give it a 6.4 and recommend it as like an intro Saison. If you think you can't possibly like a Saison, try this, and you'll be like, oh, well, no, I guess I see it.
All right, cool. Do you know what you're drinking next week?
I think I have an IPA that I got from my father-in-law for Christmas that I'll probably drink, but I don't remember what it's called.
All righty. And has Mary gotten back to us?
She has not.
Oh, it's all up to fate. So what's wait?
Please,
wait,
my son.
First, or you're gonna cheat, you son of a bee.
Wait, say again.
I said you have to assign the values first. You have to call it first, or you're gonna cheat.
Well, same as before. Me 1, Tyler 2, Zach 3, Mitch 4. That's what it was before, right?
Okay.
I don't remember. I wasn't paying attention. I never thought it would come up. I never thought we would tie.
It's 1 again. That's I'll be back.
Okay. All right.
It's not good for me.
Hold on. I got to double check this shit because I forget what.
It's fair.
Fair.
Which I will say I'm okay losing with. I think it's the most clever category name.
Yeah, well, most clever category name, sure.
But also, are there more than like 11?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be hard for him to get 64 fair items.
It's impossible. I'm anxious about a ton of stuff. I could easily, just give me an afternoon, I could rattle off probably 30 foods that I want to eat in front of other people.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I can't tell if she's asleep or she's pretending to be asleep because she doesn't want to deal with this anymore. I just got a text from my dad that said, sorry, my iPad died.
Oh, I thought he was
really stoic.
Yeah, me too. I thought he was...
Didn't he just plug it in 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, okay. He wanted out, said. Sam. He wanted out.
Yeah.
He looks crisp as hell in the screenshot right now.
Since it's just the three of us and I don't have to worry about taking up Mitch's precious time, do you remember we were talking about that guy who like had collected a whole bunch of different beer bottles and Zach was like, this guy hates his family?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that commercial with the iPod, the AirPods where the guy is like missing out his daughter playing a guitar on Christmas morning and then he like turns them up to hear her? Have you heard this commercial? Have you seen this commercial?
What? No, I don't
know. It's a guy and he's like sitting around on Christmas morning and like his daughter's like opening up a guitar and she's super excited, but everything's like mute. And then his wife comes over and is like, honey, turn him up. And he like turns up his AirPods and they're like hearing aids now and he can hear his daughter playing guitar. And it's like that man purposefully had his AirPods down. He did not want to listen to that shitty fucking guitar playing. Like he knew exactly what was happening.
She's just sitting there going, 2 days, going to be the day, and they're going to throw it back to you.
He knows what's going on. He's not, like, unaware. He's not in a coma, and he had them down purposefully. And then his bitch of a wife is like, "You got to turn these up."
He goes, "I'm gonna go put 5,000 more bottles in the garage."
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
you gotta call Mary. You gotta call her.
Just assign values to the dice.
We're definitely not gonna do that.
Oh, he doesn't want to leave it up to fate. The gods.
To the gods. Okay, so logistically, how many carnival foods are there? Are there more than 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Emily's family's obsessed with the Wisconsin State Fair. And they come out with like 80 foods a year. Like they have a brochure. And like obviously they're not all going to be worthy of making a bracket. But I feel like you can cobble some stuff together, including some dark horses like, you know,
fried key lime pie,
bacon wrapped fried key lime pie, like that type of shit. Like, whatever, we'll put in some flyers or whatever, you know. No, but I'm with you on calling Mary. I'm thinking I'm going to call Mary, and if she doesn't pick up, we're just going to not know the winner until next week.
All right. Until Mary picks.
Yeah. And it seems fair for Mary to have the final say because she's going to have to deal with it. Can you guys hear that? Mm-hmm. That ring coming through at all?
No, it's not. I don't know what weird noise canceling technology is going into this microphone, but it's cool.
Voicemail.
I got it here.
I'll get back to you when I
can. We tried. All right. It's a mystery.
Well, tune in, true believers. You stayed for an extra long, stupid episode, and you don't have
to. Yeah. Okay. Well, cool.
Take us home, Tyler.
Thanks, everybody, for staying around. I mean, if you want to tell us what you think the most uncomfortable food to eat in public is, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewsdays.com. Or blue sky us at Brews Day Tuesday. Zach, thanks for being here.
No problem. Most relatable food addiction to me is tartar sauce.
I thought you said pizza was one of them.
Of the choices I was going to give in my four topic bracket, it's
all right, let's do the. You know what? We got some time to fill here. Let's do the bracket real quick.
Oh my god.
Okay, so this is my four topic bracket of the actual food addictions treated. In air quotes, on freaky eaters, the respectfully named freaky eaters.
Yeah.
Here are the food addictions I put in a four person bracket: tartar sauce, raw meat, cornstarch, and liquid only diet.
Well, you have to go tartar sauce over raw meat because it won't kill you.
Yep. I mean, I just go. It's for a little twang. I like that twang.
I would vote for a raw meat, I think.
Wait,
are
we talking eating it out of a bowl with a spoon, or I just keep putting it on shit?
Alone. She eats it by itself.
Fuck.
I'm going raw meat. I'm going raw meat.
I think I'm changing my answer to raw meat.
Yeah, I respect that. It's great. It's a good bracket I made. I took out all the good ones. French fries is way better than raw meat.
Yeah, it is. But I could just be the liver king, I guess, right? And have perfectly crispy shits.
Yeah, you and all the steroids plus all the raw meat that guy eats can be huge.
Yeah.
The other two, cornstarch and liquid-only diet.
Liquid-only diet.
I can't – wait. Again, are we talking about eating cornstarch out of a bowl?
She was eating like pinches and spoonfuls of cornstarch. She was still eating normal stuff, but like you're significantly increasing your cornstarch by itself intake for this one.
Liquid-only diet.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we've got raw meat and liquid-only diet.
It's like polar opposites. I'm going raw meat.
Oh!
The big winner, Zach! Who we got?
I think you have to go liquid-only diet just for safety. It would be so boring.
We're not talking about safety. I'm saying most understandable. I can understand.
I think raw meat is more understandable. Yeah. You're right. My own rules, you got me.
Thank you.
You fucking just, you're like fucking Noah arguing about Sodom and Gomorrah. And you got me, but yeah, you're right. Raw meat, I actually can kind of understand what you're thinking. Liquid is like, what are you fucking doing?
All right. Well, aren't you glad you stayed around for that, everybody? Bye.
Bye.
They all could have been like this. Bye. Here comes a tear. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. You feel better.
This is the best episode of the podcast we've ever done.